How to hire an attorney. In some areas, attorneys are not ordinarily involved in real estate closings. In other areas, they absolutely need to be involved. If the cost is reasonable, hire one, even if the situation seems simple. I never, ever sign a contract without consulting with an attorney, and I work with contracts all day long. Real property can involve complicated legal concepts, some of which date back to feudalism. If you feel that the situation is simple and you cannot afford to pay standard rates, most attorneys will negotiate their fees. And if the situation turns complicated and a larger fee materializes, you shouldn't complain. You should consider yourself lucky, since you have probably avoided some problems not otherwise foreseen. How do you get a good attorney if you do not already know one you can trust? Call any bar association, as they usually have referral services. Do not ask your mortgage broker to refer an attorney. Though brokers always know many attorneys, there can be a built-in conflict of interest if the sale should deserve to be aborted. The lawyer might be reluctant to recommend terminating the deal, since the person who recommended him or her will then lose a commission. You're better off getting an independent recommendation for a lawyer who practices primarily in the area of the kind of real estate in discussion, someone who has a good reputation in the eyes of people you know and trust.